Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Their director of research for policy for that Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine joins us. How are you today, Elizabeth?
Great. How are you?
Good. It's Elizabeth Baker, and this is something that the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has long advocated for, correct?
Absolutely. So on April 10th, the commissioner of the FDA announced that he will phase out animal testing for drugs, and there are a lot of reasons that everybody's applauding this, and it's something that our team has focused on for the last 10 years, so it's certainly welcome.
And in a recent poll, 86% of Americans agreed that animal experimentation should be phased out in favor of more modern research methods. Is this just about testing new drugs, or is this across all phases of medical testing?
Well, so I think the poll that you're referring to is looking at all government testing, but what we're talking about today really is human drugs, and there's a lot of issues that arise from animal testing for human drugs that I think the public really isn't so much aware of, but there's a whole community of people who have been pushing for this that are really excited. And animals are used in drug testing. I think a lot of people don't realize what happens, that you have dogs and monkeys and mice and rabbits and other animals that are used in these painful and deadly experiments in an attempt to try to understand what's going to happen when that medicine moves into humans. So you have likely the number we really don't know because it's not something that's made public, but it's likely hundreds of thousands to even millions of animals that are used for this purpose. So I think when you see the public support, a lot of times it's because of that very important ethical perspective. But this is not just about the ethics. It's also about good science and innovation. There are a lot of translational failures when scientists are using animals to develop and test drugs for humans. And that's because we just have so many differences in our biology, our physiology, our lifespans, our metabolism. So there's a lot of differences that it leads to among species. And there's a really high failure rate for drugs. So most drugs that move into humans are going to fail. 9 out of 10 times that'll happen. And that's because the drugs are just not safe or they don't work. So it's really prime time to integrate some modern technologies that are based on human biology that can do a lot better and help us get more predictive and safer medications to market for patients who need them.
Is artificial intelligence playing a part in this?
Yes, absolutely. So when we're talking about the new methods, it's really these human-based or human-centered approaches, and they use human cells, tissues, human information, and so it makes it a lot more biologically relevant to humans, and it avoids those translational issues that come with cross-species extrapolation that I mentioned. But you've got your lab-based models, which are organ chips and tissue models. And then you also have computer-based models that utilize artificial intelligence. So using AI, researchers can actually analyze drug structures and link them to known information in humans. And I think we're going to see in the near future that AI will be able to predict some of these safety issues that we are having when humans take these drugs that were previously developed using animals.
And this step by the FDA to replace animal testing, it's really focused on monoclonal antibody therapies, right? It's not drugs across the board. There are specific drugs they're targeting with this new method?
Well, I think the way to think of it is that it's starting with one type of drug, just kind of as a case study. And what happens with that case study then can be applied to all other drugs. And so I think that is that's very clearly the plan. We're starting here with the intention that it applies across all drug testing.
And the Physicians Committee that you represent, they've been campaigning for this for years. This has been a very slow but steady movement.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So we started working in this space about 10 years ago, and it really, it was so surprising to me at the time. Everybody seemed to acknowledge that animal testing just was not good science and wasn't doing what we needed it to do to protect humans and to move forward treatments that can be safe and really work for people. But there wasn't a lot of work happening in the space to change that. And so we set out to do that. We brought together thought leaders in the field. We held roundtables. We started lobbying Congress to get Congress involved in this issue, and they became quite involved and have passed legislation and given the agency money to reduce animal testing. We worked directly with the FDA on its own efforts. We worked with companies who have developed the non-animal technologies that can replace animal testing. So there's been a lot happening for a long time, but what we have lacked is very strong leadership from the Food and Drug Administration, and we finally have that in Commissioner Makary. So,
and does that put us at a disadvantage when other countries are developing drugs and maybe using those other methods, meaning animal testing?
Animal testing is keeping us from accelerating more innovative products. So this is really, you know, I said there's so many different advantages. Innovation is one of them. It's about utilizing innovative methods to then move forward better products. So it actually is positioning us as the global leaders in this space.
And if they eliminate the animal testing or dramatically cut it, will that help drop the, you know, bringing a drug to market price? It seems like it costs so much money to develop drugs, and many of us feel like we're paying these high prices for pharmaceuticals based on the development of those drugs.
You got it. Yeah, so it is a long process. It takes about 10 to 15 years to develop a new drug. The costs are absolutely staggering. It's about $2.6 billion to develop them. And then you have the cost of the animal testing, but you also have the cost of failures. So you have companies putting huge amounts of money into developing products that are destined to fail when they hit humans. And then, of course, we are potentially missing out on safe and effective medications that would have been good and could have been these blockbuster drugs for these for companies, but they were weeded out by animal testing that gave misleading results.
And I'm puzzled. I got to say, I'm still puzzled because you said that there's no governmental agency, no agency whatsoever that can share with you or any of us the numbers of animals that are used for testing in the United States. I mean, the last that we heard anything big were the beagles when the FDA shut down that breeding facility because it was in such a horrible shape, and that was 4,000 beagles. But other than that, we never see this make the news.
Yes, you're right. So the estimate is more than 100 million animals used in research and testing in the United States every year. Now, these are dogs, monkeys, cats, rabbits, pigs, and other animals. We should be able to know that number, but it is not something that is accurately collected and reported. And our laws that have minimal protections for animals in labs don't even apply to a lot of the animals that are used in research and testing. And because those laws don't apply, we don't have any really good sense of the numbers.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. Elizabeth Baker is the Director of Research Policy for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. It's about the FDA's plan to replace animal testing, starting a new era for drug testing.